Welcome to On Brand with Donnie Deutsch. I am Donnie Deutsch, and this is the podcast dedicated to a simple premise. Everything is a brand today. Every athlete, every celebrity, every product, every corporation, every movement is a brand. And we do two things on the show. We do a big interview with a big personality with their own personal brand. And we've got breaking on Thursday, the great Steve Kornacki. If you watch any election coverage, you watch Steve at the big board at NBC. He's got a lot to talk about the upcoming election. And we do our brands of the week, which is this is. Where are the brands that are up? The brands that are down? What brands are shaping the zeitgeist? And let's get right into it. Brand, huge brand up for Joe Biden. I mean, he reinvented himself in the State of the Union. I mean, the one big question, it wasn't about policy. Yes, immigration is huge. But if you're somebody who has to answer why you're voting for Biden, the response is always, he's too old. And he was energetic. He was feisty. He was dynamic. And I think that was a huge reset button. That was, to me, his campaign could have really gone off the rails. Had he gotten up there that night and looked old and forgotten lines and kind of reinforced everybody's a lot of people's preconceived notion, the campaign could have been dead on arrival. And the campaign is very alive now. And brand down, of course, for Donald Trump, as always. His latest charming little tale is there's a new book out. And in the book, it talks about how General Kelly, his chief of staff, how Trump said to him that, you know, there were good things about Hitler. You know, he built the economy, and Chief of Staff Kelly said to him, you know, Mr. President, you can't really say there were good things about Hitler. Trump didn't understand that. He kind of admires Hitler, and the same way he admires every other fucking autocrat. And once again, I don't want to get letters saying that Trump is putting the Holocaust in motion. All I'm saying is he said there were good things about Adolf Hitler. That's the president. That's the candidate for the Republican Party. I have to go back to it. It's you know, almost a week old at this point. But Senator Katie Britt, who did the response, you know, Scarlett Johansson, huge brand up for her for the way she parried her, and that was one of the creepiest things I've ever seen. It was just bizarre. And you know, the fact that she's being touted as one of Trump's possible running mates. I don't care. There was another one of her roommates, Kristi Noem from South Dakota, just put out a video of showing her new teeth, that she got her teeth done, promoting the author, the dentist that did it. This is another one of Trump's potential running mates. So let's stay tuned for that. We got a brand down for centrists. They're becoming extinct, you know, with Kristen Sinema leaving, Joe Manchin leaving, Mitt Romney leaving. Those Republicans or Democrats who can kind of see out of both sides of their eyes are disappearing. And obviously everybody knows we're becoming more tribal than ever. But the days of the centrists are starting to really, really disappear. And which is unfortunate, because that's where the world lives. Most of this country is just around center, just slightly right of center, I think. It's where most of the country lives. And so the fact that our politicians are not there anymore, despite the fact that that's where the people are, I don't get it. Huge brand down for TikTok and a brand up for Congress. Congress voted today to ban TikTok in the United States, as well they should. It's obviously Chinese controlled. They control the algorithms that goes to all of our young people, to messages against the United States, messages pro-Hamas or pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel. Everything that you can do to pollute young people's minds that we would not allow to happen on NBC, we wouldn't allow them to be owned by Chinese. We wouldn't allow any major media platform in the United States to be owned by one of our geopolitical enemies. Yet the most omnipresent, TikTok, which dwarfs the rest of them. Sure, let people get the news to them. Let them control. That's what you do with these algorithms. You're controlling what goes into young people's mind. Now, Congress has stepped up. Unfortunately, the Senate, as we know, will probably back down and not follow through. But TikTok needs to go. It is dangerous. It is one of the most dangerous things, along with artificial intelligence, which is here. Put those two things together, you've got a terrifying, terrifying future. Brand up or brand down, I guess brand down for America's online instincts. U.S. lost a record $12.5 billion in online crime. That's people who were the Internet Crime Complaint Center recorded a 22% increase in losses compared to 2022. That's basically all kinds of tech support scams, personal data breaches, non-payment delivery scams. That's just being people scammed over $12 billion online. Here's a positive one. Brand up for CEO optimism. According to Business Insider, American CEOs are suddenly feeling a lot better about the economy. A new report from Business Roundtable that measures CEO sentiment showed that the gauge moved above its historical average for the first time in 2 years, spiking 11 points quarter to quarter to 85. That's good news. Look, most people are feeling bullish about the economy. They should. That has not shown up, going back to politics, in Biden's numbers yet. I think it will. I think it's a lagging indicator, but I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to help him. Brand up for childcare benefits. A growing number of employers are beefing up workers' childcare benefits, driven by a tight labor market and empowered workers. 56% of American companies say they are prioritizing childcare benefits, according to a new care.com survey. Childcare outranked mental health support, health and fitness discounts, commuter benefits, and a range of other perks. No surprise. What's the most important thing to everybody, their kids? If you're working, you want to make sure that whatever childcare benefits are available, you have for your children. No surprise here. Brand down for worker engagement. Engagement work among elder millennials and Gen Zers is in dramatic decline. The report, which Gallup published on February 20th, measured employee engagement through 12 factors, most of which assess feelings of satisfaction, recognition, and being cared for and supported. The share of millennials actively engaged in their work, described in that way, fell from 39 to 32%. Gen Z dropped from 40 to 35, and Gen X dropped from 35 to 31. Clearly, a lot of this has to do post-COVID, but also generations that don't seem to feel work is as important as the central nervous system in their life. And I worry about these generations because work is good.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Erica, one third of the podcast Books and Betches, a comedy book podcast where we swear, spoil, and we talk about...
Whoa, you cannot say that in this.
What do you mean? That's like our slogan. It's our gimmick.
It is, but just say we're a very funny adult book podcast. How about we just give some examples of things we talk about?
Well, there's a lot of chaos.
I'm Chris in it with me, I have.
Wobbler!
No.
We talk about books, but we're not your AP Lit class.
I definitely hit on the major points.
You did. Absolutely did not.
She did.
You talked
just
about...
Just not in the order you thought she would.
You talked so slowly about one thing.
A lot of sidebar conversations.
Are you denying the existence of chupacabras?
You know what, Erica? Yes, I am.
And we don't always get the facts right.
Epilogues don't belong in books.
Call it chapter one.
That's a
the
prologue.
The second I see...
That's a prologue.
Oh, I'm talking about prologues.
You can listen to new episodes of the Books and Betches podcast every Tuesday morning, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Bye-bye.
Brand up for the New York City subways and Governor Kathy Hochul. She's going to deploy their... I can't even say I'm brand up for this. Let me give this a brand sad. To deploy the National Guard onto subways to help and conduct bag checks this week. The move, which follows a string of violent crimes in the metro, is part of a 5-point plan intended to target incidents in New York subways as number of arrests and major crimes in the transit system rose 45% this year. I'm going to say that again. Crime in subways is up 45%. That's not going to get many people reelected. You know, the issue of immigration and crime, and some of that, not all of that, has to do with the illegal immigrants. Oh, no, you're not supposed to say illegal immigrants. The illegal immigrants in this country, the migrants. While a vast police presence already exists in New York subways, Mayor Adams ordered an additional 1,000 officers to be stationed last month following a spike in transit crime. Not good. Brand down for Spring Break Miami. Miami Beach for a spring break. Revelers and residents mourn city's restrictions. It's a headline from CNN and The Guardian. Basically, what anybody doesn't know about Spring Break Miami, they just wrecked the city. Just tens of thousands of high schoolers and college age kids descend on the city into debauchery. And basically, DeSantis, who I dislike and disagree with everything, dispatched a team of 45 state troopers to Miami Beach to keep raucous spring breakers in check during the annual ritual. Basically, they're basically blocking off a lot of the beach. They have to do something. You just can't let an influx. I sound like a real old reactionary guy, but it really does beat up the city. So I'm going to give my right wing instincts a little plus here and say, let's kind of shut down a lot of spring break. It's very, very dangerous. Brand down for melatonin. Thousands of children are landing on the ER after ingesting melatonin without supervision. Obviously, it's an increasingly popular sleep aid. But a new report from the CDC says that about 11,000 children have landed in the emergency room in recent years after ingesting it while unsupervised. Yeah, I mean, it needs to be a supervised drug. You can't just leave that in your medicine chest. I know my daughter one night was saying, I'm taking melatonin. I said, no, you're not. I'll decide how much and what you're going to do. She's 16. But still, can't be unsupervised. So that's kind of a little bit of a scary thing. Brand down for cinnamon. Who would think cinnamon would get a brand down? The FDA is issuing an alert for 6 brands of cinnamon due to the possibility containing lead. The brands included La Fiesta, Markham, MK Swad, Supreme Tradition brand, and El Chiller brand. In children, long-term exposure high levels can lead to slower development, brain and nervous system damage, behavioral and learning problems, and hearing and speech problems. Please take the lead out of cinnamon. This is amazing. I'm going to give brand up for Doritos because you always got to give brand Doritos. MAGA is now pushing a Doritos boycott. For conservatives, it can be difficult keeping up with the latest outrages, but today the cultural criminal seems to be Doritos. Right-wingers are angry that Nacho Chips, thanks to the Chips brand, Spain division partnership with transgender activist and singer Samantha Hudson, a native of the European country. They're calling for a boycott of Doritos, similar to one of Bud Light. Fuck you. I mean, Doritos, man. You got a problem with Doritos, you got a problem with Bud Light, because one out of a million advertising messages coming from the brand somehow touches the transgender community. Give me a fucking break. Here's a good one. Brand up for Cookie Monster. He complained about shrinkflation, and he's not getting a positive response from the White House. The googly-eyed furry Muppet told the 625,000 followers on X, me hate shrinkflation. Me cookies are getting smaller. Guess me going to have to eat double the cookies, quote, unquote. The complaint prompted multiple U.S. senators, even the White House, to weigh in on companies scaling back on the size of products while keeping the price the same. That's what a lot of companies are doing to not raise their prices. They're making the less product offerings, smaller products, less of a product for the same price, which is the same as an inflated price. And Cookie Monster is mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore. You go, Cookie Monster. Bring up for Jeff Bezos. He surpassed evil Elon Musk as the world's richest person. Bezos' net worth was $200 billion as of this past Monday, according to Bloomberg. I don't know what you do after $20 billion. I mean, you know, from zero to $20 billion, you know, you could, at different points, you know, you could struggle a little bit. I don't know what you, that's, I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek. I don't know what you do after whatever, but $200 billion is not even a fathomable number, but I hope he's going to give most of it away, because I don't know what else you do with that kind of money. Brand up for soap operas, specifically, CBS is developing the first black daytime soap opera in 35 years. The Hollywood Reporter is reporting this. Fox's 2015 hit Empire was regarded by some as a soap opera at night. The last time a broadcaster launched a new soap opera was in 1999, while CBS's last new soap, The Bold and Beautiful, debuted in 1987. There are currently only 3 surviving daytime soaps on broadcast. I don't know if you knew that. There are only 3 soaps. The Young and Restless, The Bold and the Beautiful, and General Hospital with Days of Our Lives is now on Peacock. And so now they're trying to, they tried once before. The last black daytime soap was NBC's short-lived Generations, which launched in 89. So we'll see how that does. Brand down for Netflix and Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. They'll make a $1 trillion, but I don't want to watch a 56-year-old Mike Tyson fight Jake Paul, who only fights journeymen. He's not a real boxer. He's a reality star. He's a good athlete. He's in good shape. He's a smart marketer. Give him kudos for that. But you're making a joke of the sport. As the UFC continues to grow, if this is the way you're going to get people to watch boxing, boxing has a problem. That's just me thinking and me talking. Brand up to the highest paid athletes of all time, the top 50. Number one, no surprise, Michael Jordan. He's worth $3.75 billion. Tiger Woods, $2.6 billion. Ronaldo, $1.9 billion. The late Arnold Palmer was worth $1.7 billion. LeBron James, $1.7 billion. Jack Nicklaus, $1.6 billion. Lionel Messi, $1.6 billion. David Beckham, $1.5 billion. This is what they've been paid through their career. And obviously, Michael Jordan, most of that comes from his Nike deal. For all these guys, most of it comes through their endorsements. But good, these guys are getting paid. They're the ones delivering the audience. Brand up for Oscar Mayer. No, I'm going to change that. Brand down. They're launching their first vegan hot dog. I don't want the vegan police to come after me, but Oscar Mayer, hot dogs should not be vegan. Hot dogs should be hot dog. You can have chicken that's vegan. You can have all kinds of stuff. Leave hot dogs alone. Just leave them out of it, you crazy vegans. And I say that with much affection. Brand up for combo restaurants. You know the way you see Taco Bell and KFC together and Auntie Annie's and Cinnabon? Well, now Dine Brands, the parent company of both chains of IHOP and Applebee's, is putting them together. Yes, if you are an Applebee's fan or an IHOP fan or both, you can get them in the same location. This is what makes this a great country. IHOP and Applebee's joining forces to be bigger and stronger than ever. And those are our brands of the week. Thank you for listening. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe anywhere you get podcasts. Or go to YouTube, watch us. Anywhere you get podcasts, we love to hear your comments. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great time.